Donegal Athletics this weekend, as indeed as it has been for many, many weekends, is a story of a number of venues, a number of races, a number of championships, and we'll get straight into the story. And today, I'll go straight into the story as of today. The National 10K was on down in Dunboyne and County Meath. There was a Donegal interest there. The results coming back from there, some of them are very encouraging. Anne-Marie McNunn from Letterkenny Club, she finished second in the 10K. That's the national championship, of course. She ran a 33.09. The winner, he stepped 32.49. So that was Anne-Marie. And then the Ennis Shown team, the over 50 team, that is, that's been doing social well right through the season and all of the championship races, indeed, in that particular age category, over 50. Well, once again, they are the national over 50 road champions. And the team on board was Patrick McKinney. Well, he's over 55, but he stepped down to 50 to make up that team. He won the actual over 55 title. And indeed, Martin Lucas from the Ennis Shown Club was second in the over 55s. And then, of course, they were joined by Liam Bradley, and that was the over 50 team. And they are the national road 10K champions. So well done, Ennis Shown. On that one, another good result from Dunboyne was John Joe Doherty from Finn Valley. He finished with 31.09 for his 10K. He finished 14th overall. He was second over 35. So a championship medal for John Joe Doherty as well. So that's the story in a nutshell from Dunboyne. Of course, the story right through the week was about the European Masters Championships in Turin and Poland. And there was a Donegal interest there. There were Donegal medals there. There was Donegal success there. And we, as of yesterday, Katrina Devine, a second in the 1500 metres in her age category, second in Europe, that is, and just caught on the line, just caught on the line. You have no idea how close it was, and it was she headed for home with about 200 metres to go, and she drove it, but the Spanish girl hung tight, hung on her shoulder, and then just got up on the line to take the goal. So, you know, a mixture of delight to get a medal, but a wee bit of disappointment, as no doubt Katrina went for gold. But a silver medal at European level is a big, big, big achievement any day of the week. Of course, earlier in the week, her sister, Sinead McConnell, she was really in brilliant form. Over 3K, of course, she broke the Irish record in her age category, and she finished second behind the French girl. Really had an outstanding walk at 16.10. So a big, big performance from her. And then she was back on the roads again. That was an indoor performance. And then she was back outside at the 5K on the roads on the Friday morning early at 9 o'clock local time there in Poland. And she again led with 200 metres to go. The French girl, really finished much, did finish stronger and had a few seconds to spare on her. Again, a new Irish record for Sinead McConnell, and a really 27.14, I think it was, from memory. So a big, big performance from her. She walked extremely well through the week, and she will be coming home buzzed up because she'd probably look forward now to the World Championships in Sweden in August time, and many, many months in terms of preparation ahead. So her team finished third. That's Ireland finished third. And of course, right at the beginning of the week, we had the good news from Kay Byrne. She finished third in her cross country championship and led the Donegal team, the Irish, to the gold medal performances. So well done to her gold medal team performance and an individual third performance from Kay. Kay then competed and produced a very good season's best in the 1500 later in the week. So good medal tally there for the three Finn Valley athletes, and well done to all of them. Shane Toulon was there as was Barry Mackey from Letterkenny. So well done on making that journey and getting involved there. Other news over the weekend, well, the National Indoor Championships were on yesterday. That was day one. There are 3 days of these competitions. And a couple of big results. Well, Keefe Gallen from Lifford's Strabane, she got the shot out to 13.74 to win the shot under 18. And in addition to that story of that 13.74, all her six throws were over 13 metres. And when you consider that she hasn't gone over 13 metres ever before, that was a pretty brilliant start to the season for Keefe. So well done to the Lifford's Strabane girl there. 13.74, gold medal performance for her, and another gold medal performance in such exciting circumstances for Yasmin the Barrett-Doherty from Finn Valley. She got over 147 in the high jump to win the gold medal in her age group. And it really was down to the wire, really, because she was on her third attempt. She was lying fourth. She needed to clear the 147. 147 would have been a 9 centimeters PB for her. So everything was stacked against her. But Lord, she really, really had an unbelievable jump and went clear at 147. A great athlete for the future, of course, Yasmin, who attends school in Milford there. And then a letter Kenny Reedy team, under 16 boys, which was a delight, really. Harry McIlwain, Darren Naughton, Brendan Nabira and Michael Donaghy. They won, beating Leeville, which is a pretty big achievement in itself, because Leeville are kingpins at the relays. On this occasion, Letterkenny outdone them with a gold medal performance. Harry McIlwain and Darren Otten, Brendan Nabira and Michael Donaghy. So well done to them. And the medal also at Indoor yesterday as well for a Finn Valley relay team, my under-12s, a really strong, strong, competitive young group of boys. So well done to the Finn Valley lads there. And finally, the other medal that came up north yesterday from Athlone was Jimmy Kennedy from the Tyrconnell Club. He jumped 12.63 in the triple jump. That's a PB for him, and that got him the silver medal. So 12.63, he's on the up and up, so good luck to him. And then international schools cross-country championships were held in Ireland this year. Donegal had one representative yesterday in that competition, Oren McBrearty, who's had a really standout season right from the word go this year. And he was the leader of that intermediate schools team, and he was on this occasion the second Irish man over the line. England beat them, but they got ahead of Wales and Scotland. So well done, Oren, and well done on a brilliant indoor season. As I say, right through from way back last October, he's been really hitting the front and been taking on all comers and achieving. So well done to him and to St Columbus College, whom he represents. So that pretty much sums up the day, the week, yesterday, and so on and so on. Next weekend, Easter weekend, the big event in the county is the Ballylighter. It's the 12th year of that, I think, or maybe the 11th, and it's full. It's just to get the word out there that the entries are closed. There are 1,200 people ready to go for that one. It's a 7 mile and 10 mile option, and it again has attracted a very, very big crowd. It closed about a month ago, so we're ready to rock and roll, and we've just got to get the weather now, so we're just keeping a wee eye on the weather for the Ballyliffin 10 and 7 miler next Saturday. It's a 1:30 start, and we're looking forward to that, because that is the big event in the county over the Easter weekend.